T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are joined this segment by Buffalo Common Council member Rashid Wyatt. Rashid, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well this morning. Let's start in Shoshone Park, where you are supporting the call for cameras, security, and more lights. Tell us what this plan is.
Well, we've talked about this in a number of our parks over the last couple of years, and the incident which just recently occurred in Shoshone kind of brought more of the question or the concern about having cameras and lights there. I mean, the challenge is right now we're going through a Shoshone Park master plan, and that meeting is tomorrow at 5:30 over at Dash's, and so I'm hoping a great deal of the community will come out to express their concerns or add their ideas to improve Shoshone, not only as a football field, but also as a place where children come and recreate, people walk through, and we want to make sure they're as safe as possible. So the incident that just recently happened really brought more attention to it, and I'm hopeful that people will come out tomorrow to lend their voice to us, making sure that happens. So there's a number of things going on in that area. We have the Tom Smith Sports Center that's underway right now, as well as the LaSalle Street Station. There's some activities that's going to be taking place there. So there's a number of things that are going to lend itself to additional lighting and safety in that area.
And when is this this meeting?
This meeting is going to take place tomorrow, which is Monday, at Dash's at 5:30. And it's the Shoshone Park Master Plan community meeting.
And now the call for lights and cameras, how many cameras are we talking about on the path, council member? And would there be obviously more lights than cameras? What does the finished project look like in your mind?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know right now. I really want to get feedback from the community and how we move forward, as well as those who are putting together the plan together. I mean, I can throw something out there, but it might not make sense. But again, I want to take our lead from the community, what their feelings, their sentiments are as far as how we move forward, because I know it's a sense of urgency. Thank goodness we haven't had a lot of issues in Shoshone Park as it relates to this type of incident. But again, the community will have an opportunity tomorrow to speak and speak loudly on what they like to see to make the parks even safer.
And as you said, not many incidents, but we had, you know, over the last few years, we had one in 2 years ago in 2022. And following that, there was a call for cameras and lights. Do you believe this time around, a plan will be seen through?
I do. I think because, again, the timing is best right now, because we're going through the Shoshone Park Master Plan, and we'll be getting to put that plan together, I want to say, in the next several months. So, again, hearing from the community, especially as this incident has occurred, we want to make sure that we make the park safe. The unfortunate situation, though, is that, and I really wasn't clear on this, is that someone was walking through the park late at night. And, again, I made a suggestion that, we have to start making sure we are aware, because we do have these predators out there just looking for an opportunity. And so we have to try to, in the meantime, just make certain that we're being as safe as possible, not walking alone in areas in which, you might be isolated.
You know, looking at Shoshone Park, compare it to other parks in the city. Do we have other parks in the cities that have cameras, that have lights, that have something along the lines of what you'd like to see?
I don't think so, but I think that citywide, we've talked about cameras, and I know that the parks that I have in my district, McCarthy and Roosevelt, that's been a topic that's come up over and over again. And I want to make sure it happens because, again, one incident should be one too many. And so I don't want to just because it was just one incident, oh, we shouldn't get – no, we have cameras everywhere else. And so we need to have cameras in these parks so that the next time this occurs that someone may – you know, wouldn't be able to see what's happening and able to take action. Because the good news is that the individual that did this was arrested, which is a great news. But we do want to make sure we have eyes and ears in those parks so that people can feel safe when their children are there, when you're walking through. It shouldn't be one of these incidents that happened that caused us to do something that we should have done in the first place.
Do you believe when a plan is decided on that it will have the support of the Common Council?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think all of the council members have talked about in our districts about additional lighting and cameras in our parks. So I don't believe any of us are going to push back on that, especially in light of the situation that just recently happened and other situations that have happened in our parks.
Now, looking at other things going on, council member, before we let you go, in the Common Council, there were two major projects that were moved forward this week, starting with the request for the Louisiana Bridge Replacement and Streetscape Project. Can you explain that to the listeners?
I honestly can't because it's not my district. Because typically, whatever is in a council member's district, they speak on it. And we as a council will support it because they know their district better than we do. So I don't typically add my two cents on somebody else's project because they know intimately the ins and outs and why it was done and where they're going with it. So I can't speak to it intelligently because it's in someone else's district.
Now, council member, we also had council member Mitch Nowakowski ask for an audit of the clerk's office. Is that something that the entire Common Council will be looking over?
I'm very much in support of that. I think that what we heard from the county comptroller is something that makes us concerned. It's proper to do that because there's concerns. I know that I've heard a number of times from others regarding this situation. And the fact is the city can be compromised if we're not receiving the dollars that we're supposed to. I mean, right now we're in a tough situation financially, and so we need every dollar that we can. And we want to make sure that the systems are in place to make certain that every mortgage tax dollar that's collected is distributed properly. What has been explained to us, it's a very complex matter because you have percentages that may go to a municipality. And so we need to have checks and balances and make sure that every dollar that taxpayers are paying through that system goes to the municipality appropriately. And so I think it's warranted. I don't want to get into the politics of it. I just want to make sure as a financial person that the systems are working operation at maximum to make certain that what taxpayers pay is what the municipalities receive.
All right, and the final question I got for you, I got to ask this to every council member I have on the air. In January, the fluoride was approved to be back in Buffalo Water. Is it back in Buffalo Water?
No, it's not. And I'm very disappointed that it's not. I've been one of the ones that sounded the alarm because the residents of my district have come to me and said, what is going on? It's been 10 years since the fluoride has been removed from Buffalo Water and was not even communicated to the residents and was just a shame. And so at the end of the day, we were told that the fluoride would be added in water by December. That didn't happen. And so we called on the water authority, someone to come and give us an update. And we were told that it's supposed to happen in July. And so we're going to be making sure that we're right on it because it has affected many in my district and in the city of Buffalo. Because when the Dental Society came and told us about the issues as it relates to children and their teeth, it's really appalling that this has happened. and it's taken 10 years to get it back in place. There are many people in my community who can't even afford to go to a dentist. So the fluoride is a huge help to them to make sure that they're able to not have to worry about going for expensive procedures that they can't even afford, in some cases, to go to a dentist. And so we're going to be on top of this to make certain that the progress is moving forward so that in July we're not disappointed again with another excuse.
All right, Councilmember Rashid Wyatt. And just again, the meeting for the park cameras and security is tomorrow at Dash's, correct?
It's tomorrow at 5:30 at Dash's, and it's for the Shoshone Master Plan, and people will have the opportunity to chime in regarding the park safety.
All right. Hey, Councilmember, always great catching up with you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.